The 25th Annual Studio Collection Sale is coming up on Saturday, November 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Harmony Lodge in Spring Grove Village in Cincinnati, with many wonderful artists who will be showing their works there. With me in the studio are two of the artists, Pam Cordy and Ursula Roma. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this group of women who have gotten together. Is it all women?
It's all women. 25 years ago, Margaret Ryan, papermaker, decided to have a house sale and invited four of us to join her. And it was a bit of a reaction against the big craft shows that are, we felt, impersonal and not really engaging our audience. So word of mouth, equal organization skills. We did this until it really got too much to make artwork and have a clean house at the same time. And that's when we found Harmony Lodge and expanded the group to 10 and then eventually to 12.
Is that your permanent home?
It is for now. We're waiting to see how Harmony Lodge sorts out its requirement for a new roof and other things.
Is that where the artists store all of their work, or is that just where you come together for a show?
We come together for a show, and they graciously allow us to set up on Friday and do a show all day Saturday. But we take down, clean up the whole bit, put the place back to rights, and everything, our booths, our artwork, all comes back with us.
So this is the weekend before Thanksgiving, which is a perfect time for people to start looking for Christmas gifts.
It is, but one of the really neat things is that among our customers, men and women find the gift that they really want for themselves. So quite often, a very special piece will go because that's the gift they know they'll love.
So I imagine you have lines of folks lined up before 10 o'clock?
There are lines of folks. Our customers are loyal, and then they bring their friends, and they bring their friends. And it becomes a kind of event that people think is their secret and they'll share. Now, of course, we want as many people to come as possible. It's open, it's free to the public. And we even bake because hospitality is such a value among us that it's really like a very giant house party.
Do you have tea and things like that available?
We have hot coffee, we have tea, we have cider, we have homemade sweets and savories that everybody has done their part to chip in on.
Let's talk about the artists who will be there. I imagine it's like a family reunion when all of you get together.
Yes, I think it is. We do feel like a family, and women supporting each other. In the mid-90s, I started going to the sales. I wasn't an artist with them yet. I didn't become an artist until 2013. But in the 90s, I used to love going to the sales every year because they're incredibly talented, experienced artists in a wide variety of mediums. And I completely appreciated that and felt very privileged to become a part of it eventually.
Well, Ursula, tell us about your art. What will people see when they come?
Well, so I work in a variety of mediums. I'm a little obsessive in that way. I love to explore various mediums, but I primarily at this point, I'm doing a lot of painting, a lot of found object work, and especially now a lot of metal work, a lot of functional and decorative metal work. I'm a designer, so I do everything from garden ornaments to practical functional gates and deck walls and screens and fireplace screens and gates.
You mentioned found art.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my weaknesses. Tell me about what you're doing with that.
So for about a little over 25 years, I've been doing found object art, and I collect objects from dumpsters and garbage cans and yard sales, flea markets. And I use instruments and machine tooling patterns, all kinds of objects to create both abstract and figurative kind of work.
I hone in on oversized pieces.
Uh-huh.
I love the really huge pieces that then you can work with, do various things, do paint them different ways, add things to them.
Well, I definitely work in small and large. I'm starting to get smaller with the pieces, but I love doing larger pieces. It's a little harder to find an audience sometimes for the big pieces, but I have a show coming up also in November at St. John's Unitarian, and we'll have some larger pieces there.
Pam, tell us about your art.
I'm a potter. I do mostly a combination of decorative and functional work in porcelain. I've been working in clay for almost 50 years. And that's true of all of the women in this collective, and it's one of the things that's thrilling. This is a once-a-year event, but currently there are members showing here, there, and everywhere. Terry Kern is in Rochester with the Flower City Garden Show by invitation by the Rochester Guild that does that. Peg Ryan has a show at Mount Auburn Presbyterian currently. Sarah Pierce is the artist in residence, the very first one at the Mercantile, and she has a show coming up in November. Ursula just designed a CD cover for a friend of ours. So on and on and on. These women are active in their professional lives, quietly and not so quietly creating and making life richer in this city and beyond.
And what media? What will folks see when they come in?
I'll have porcelain, and Terry Kern will have clay objects. Lisa Englert will have hand-blown glass beads in jewelry. Peg Ryan has her cards and framed paperwork pieces, artworks. Judy Dominic has repurposed fiber work.
So somebody bringing quilts too?
We no longer have a quilt artist. Susan Naylor's tiny jewelry looks like quilts. It's amazing the way that is lacquered together. The jams and mustards, Jennifer Gleason's sunflower sundries, everything is grown by hand from herself or her Kentucky neighbors. And it's been an amazing growth of something that is really coming into prominence, the organic, the local. They're from Mount Olivet, Kentucky. So she's our food artist. And Renee Harris will have drawing and painting. She's moved from fiber to actually a mix of things. She shows up every year with visual artwork, and the unifying factor is her concern for disappearing species. So it's heartbreaking, the images that she does to remind us of part of our world that's disappearing and what we need to care for.
What about Judy Dominic?
Judy has repurposed fiber work, some clothing, some basket work. She does mud cloths.
What's a mud cloth?
It's a tradition of painting on oil cloth that uses organic materials. She has studied this in Australia and New Zealand.
How big are the pieces?
Those pieces are about, I think, 3x5.
So they would take a wall to put on?
A wall or a floor.
Or a floor. Are there any other rugs?
She does placemats, too.
No other rugs. Oh. Our newest person that I haven't mentioned is Emily Howard, who's a printmaker.
So tell us about your studios. Let's go behind the scenes. Where do you both work?
I have a studio that is on the second floor of our garage, the idea being that clay goes up once and comes down in a finished product. And as long as I have young men, my sons in my life, they can get those 50-pound boxes of clay up. But it's painted white. It's like a chapel. It looks out on the backyard, which is a flyway for birds. And so the things that inspire me, the garden movement, are all in my eye's view as I work up there.
And Ursula, how about you?
I have a 900-square-foot studio in Northside, and it's sort of blocked up into three different areas. One area where I have thousands of little objects and big objects that I do my found work. And then I've got an area where I paint, where I've got three easels and a drawing table. And then I have sort of an area where I show things and store things. So, yeah, and then I also work in my house. I have an easel in my kitchen, and I do some computer work, hand drawing on my kitchen table for some of the work that I hand draw.
900 square feet is a dream, isn't it?
It is, and it's on the third floor. So I'm right at tree level. It's kind of sweet. And so I'm hoping that I'll be able to keep the studio for quite a while. It's got a nice wood floor. It's a perfect artist studio, really.
Well, I've started the found objects. I'm finding little teeny ones, and I've started a fairy garden.
Oh, nice.
I just got introduced to them this summer, and I hadn't heard about them. So I'm mixing in angels with, I've got like a little runway with a little teeny airplane. I've got all these various things that I'm finding all over the street and sidewalks that I'm adding to my little heads,
little... Once you start, you won't stop.
I mean, I know, that's so much fun.
Yeah, so you got to come to my studio and pick over some things for your little fairies.
Well, I was telling Pam before we started the interview that I love being in the zone. That zone, that creative zone. Isn't it fun to get there?
It is. It's addictive, too.
It's a place where time drops away for me. I can just lose track of what the hours are. I can walk up those stairs and I can feel every one of my 69 years, and I sit down at the wheel and somehow nothing hurts until I get back up from the wheel again. So, yes, there is a zone, and I think it's a place that we go to because we're concentrating. We're allowing some connection, and I don't understand it entirely, between our head and our hands. And things happen without time, without pain, and surprises happen there. And that's what I'm always counting on.
Well, I've been going out at midnight with a flashlight working on my fairy garden. Because that zone is, it's so quiet outside. Yeah. It's so much fun just to play with my garden. Well, thank you all for coming in. Have a great holiday season and a great show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The event is the 25th Annual Studio Collection Sale, Saturday, November 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Harmony Lodge in Spring Grove Village here in Cincinnati. Where is that located, by the way? Is that over by Spring Grove Cemetery?
It's by Spring Grove, and we have on off Epworth, and we have signs up all over the neighborhood to direct you through this little maze of streets there.
Easy parking?
Yes, definitely a parking in on the street and in a church lot, and it's just off of Winton, so there's, you know, a lot of the residential streets you can park on.
Okay, sounds fun. So I've been speaking with Ursula Roma and Pam Cordy, who will both be artists at this sale. You can find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.